welcome to the last ever Exploding Barrel podcast.
What?
I'm joking. It's not the last ever.
I was kind of nervous for a second. I thought maybe you weren't telling me something.
No, this isn't the last one. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel podcast for the week of June 9th, 2008. And it's always good to start things off with a good hack. That was a hack attack against the Edge guy.
Oh, man.
Well, we got a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah.
Are you going to write that in the description show as opposed to last week when you wrote, there's not a lot going on this week. Don't listen to our crappy podcast.
Well, no, I mean, there's not a lot like game news like going on. It doesn't mean we don't have stuff to say.
Well, why would you say there's not a whole lot going on this week?
Okay, fine. We'll do
Can
it
you
again.
Sell ourselves a little bit better?
I'm just being honest with the people.
You're being a little too honest.
Okay, fine.
You always are. Ah, we're sorry we're late and unprofessional. Ah, that's how you always sound like. Always apologizing to people. You're weak and pathetic.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to have a great show, everybody.
Yay.
We're going to start with news. Then we're going to go on to the Great American Ad Guy Gaming Quiz. My favorite.
Did you type it up?
Yeah, I did it a while ago.
Where is it?
I'll open it when time comes. Okay. I don't want you looking. I don't want you cheating.
Right.
It's going to be a good one. We've got five questions and a bonus question.
Ooh, yeah. Bonus points. Oh, so, boy.
Yeah.
That's how I got through high school.
We'll see if that works for you this time. Then we're going to talk about our week in gaming, games we've been playing.
It's been a good week.
Including a little tabletop gaming, which usually...
That was an interesting experience.
Usually, I don't like to go into, but we had that experience, so yes. We'll have to talk about it. Then we're going to talk about the weekly game releases, first the downloadable stuff. I heard there's a game coming out this week for the PS3.
Some people may have heard of it.
I can't remember the name, but when we get to it, I'll remember.
Okay.
Then we're going to go on the 4-1-1, on 4-1-1, and then I remember.
No, I'm just telling you, you're holding your mic too far from your mouth.
No, I'm not. I was holding it too close before.
Yeah, but look. See, look at okay. it. You have to, you're down here. You have to
Don't give me a
front.
Lesson. And then we'll go on to the mail barrel.
Okay.
Go start the
We
mid.
Should just call it like the David Redkey moment. He's the only one who emails us anymore.
See, this is what I'm talking about selling ourselves a little bit. Like,
I was trying to give some props to David.
We get plenty of mail. We just don't read all of it because it's not all that good.
Oh, okay.
I get hundreds of letters.
Oh.
Duh.
No, I don't.
Well, no one likes you.
No.
You get the news up.
Okay.
This will be news. Exciting.
It is exciting. We started off with Team Fortress 2. The Pyro has been confirmed as the next class to get the an update with achievements and weapons. We know what one of the weapons are. It's the Extinguisher.
Which does more damage if the person is on fire.
Right. If they're not on fire, it's only half damage. But if they're on fire, it's always a critical.
So now everyone's going to be playing Pyro.
Yeah.
I finally bought Team Fortress 2.
You did.
I'll be talking about that a little bit because there's so much other stuff to talk about. I'll talk about buying Team Fortress 2. I played a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know.
No?
There's just not... I like Capture the Flag. You know, 2-4's fun. I've been playing 2 for like 10, 15 years, maybe.
Seriously.
And I mean, I control points just kind of eh, because it seems like it's either like this sort of really long, like kind of unorganized, drawn out battle for one of the control points, or it's over in like 5 seconds. Like someone goes, it demands a sort of team cooperation that I don't think you're going to get even in PC gaming anymore these days.
Right. I still like it.
I don't know. I appreciate a lot of the aesthetic of it and the basic core of it, but I don't know. Maybe
we'll
maybe
play. We haven't played together.
Maybe
we'll
I'll get to it.
That.
Maybe I'll get into it more All this right. week. But there's going to be Meet the Sniper coming too, right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Who's left? Sniper.
They got to do medic.
Pyro, I guess, right?
Medic, pyro, and spy.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sounds good.
Yep. Okay. The Prince of Persia movie we all know is coming, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, which is based off of the Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Apparently, there will be a game of the movie of the game.
Now, this is just a rumor, though. This hasn't been confirmed, has it?
I think it might have been. I think Ubisoft was the one who said this was coming.
Mm, okay.
I don't have the story in
front
of me.
I bet it'll be very different. It'll be more movie video game.
Yeah, well, it'll have like Jake Gyllenhaal character model and all that. Right. Hey, you know what? A next gen reimagining of Sands of Time. I'm
well,
okay
it's
with
not
that.
Gonna be like that, Edge guy. It's not gonna. It's gonna be a bit more mainstream.
Well, we'll see.
You'll see is exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So after, well, not after, but upcoming Guitar Hero Aerosmith, the next band to get the Guitar Hero treatment will be Metallica.
When's that coming?
They didn't say. This year.
This year?
Probably, yeah.
Already this year?
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was 2009.
They're crazy. Well, wait. I forget.
Okay, it's coming.
The good news is, unlike the Aerosmith deal, this does not exclude Metallica from having content in Rock Band in the future as well. So that's, like, good.
I wonder what the opening acts are going to be for Metallica.
Yeah, this is the thing. I don't even like Metallica's music in these games. It's too hard.
It is. God. There's
I just don't
ridiculous.
Like Metallica.
Oh, yeah. Don't let Fixer know.
Yeah.
So there's that. Is there any other Guitar Hero news for us?
Funny you should ask.
Oh, boy. I swear to God. I'm going to say this again.
I know.
Why is there's every week, there's like some sort of Guitar Hero Rock Band news. Like that's like 15% of this industry nowadays.
It's making a lot of money.
I know it's making a lot of money. Hey, frankly, it's a trend. It's a trend I'm going to be excited to see die down a little bit.
And yeah, it's I can understand soon. That. Well, it's going to happen because they're killing themselves. Well, yeah. Like the fact that there are like four Guitar Heroes coming out.
They're killing themselves,
year.
But this is the cycle. Something's popular, you get a lot of imitators.
Yeah.
The product gets diluted and the public loses interest.
Well, this is one thing that kills it. All Guitar Hero 3 DLC will not be compatible with Guitar Hero Aerosmith, despite the fact that they're pretty much the exact same game.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either, but like if Rock Band could do that between 1 and 2, then that's going to be like the best thing ever.
They won't. They won't.
I think they kind of have to.
Yeah, you would think that. You'd be surprised. They won't.
Let's hope.
It's not like Rock... They love to villainize Guitar Hero and like put Rock Band on this pedestal. Like, Rock Band, they're looking out for us.
No, the only reason I do that is because really, they're just the publisher. I mean, it's all Harmonix. But they've always positioned Rock Band as more of a music platform. Like, they've constantly used the iTunes analogy.
Then,
it's not like every time...
why do you even need a Rock Band 2
for? Yeah, well, because they needed something to keep competitive with Guitar Hero, I guess. But it's just, if that's to be the analogy, it's not like every time there's a new model of iPod. Well, it's like an iPod. It's not like every time I buy a new iPod, I have to rebuy all the music for that. But it is like a hardware upgrade.
It's not going to work like that. It should.
But. Yeah.
The only thing, one thing I think they need to make Rock Band 2 for is to keep up with the Guitar Hero on tour sort of music creating stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get out of this Guitar Hero nonsense.
Okay. So the Spore Creature Creator is coming June 17th, and we've talked about before. There will be a demo with about 25% of the content, a full version, which they're actually charging $9.99 for. And in an answer to one of my previous questions, they've confirmed that the full version will come with a $5 rebate for the retail version of Spore.
Which, so it's $5 to play a little early.
I guess.
I don't see too much of a problem with that.
Yeah, I just...
It's a little stupid.
I don't know if it... By rebate, I wonder if they mean, like, you have to buy the game, then keep the receipt, and mail this thing, and,
well,
like,
yeah, probably
4 months later, we'll send you a check for $5.
It would be the kind of rebate that I never use.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to be fine, like, making money on this. I wish we
get the Creature Creator.
Yeah, I really probably won't. Okay, so Sony...
sucking.
Yeah, they've released their new service called Core. This is why we don't have Home or in-game media bar or any of that stuff, because they had to make Core. So now, basically, they're taking... Okay, well, here's the official marketing line thing. Core will feature exclusive news, interviews, previews, as well as behind-the-scenes looks at PlayStation titles. Not to mention, wait for it, game demos and betas, game add-ons, and other downloadable content. The best part, $2.99 per episode or $24.99 for an entire year of 13 episodes. Okay, now here's the thing. You want to charge me a little bit to see some interviews, some previews, like it's a TV show I'm downloading. Okay, that's fine. Demos? They're going to charge for demos now? Seriously?
Is it just some demos?
It better be.
Well, what a good... You know, I'm surprised that they're launching this thing without a big demo or beta to be
there
exclusive.
Is.
What?
The SOCOM confrontation.
Oh, is that a big
beta?
Deal?
Will go to
about,
people.
People care about SOCOM still.
They do, which I never got. Well, but here's okay, the then. Thing: it's just what irks me. And again, it's just like the Rumble thing. Sony goes on and on and on about, oh, our service is free and Microsoft charges. Aren't they silly? Now you're charging us for half the service. Yeah, your online play is still free. But I mean, the Xbox Live Gold or Silver on Xbox, I get the Inside Xbox, which is basically exactly what they are giving you here. I get a new piece of content on that every day, and it's free. So I really don't see the thinking behind this at all.
If no one buys it, they'll stop doing it.
I hope so. If you pay $25 for this, something's wrong with you.
Unless you really like SOCOM.
Huh?
Unless you really like SOCOM.
Yeah, you know, if you really want to get in like a beta, I can understand a beta. But a demo. Like, could you imagine if, like, the demo for, like, Killzone 2 is exclusive to Core?
Ooh, it will be.
Oh, it totally will be. And that's bull. That's absolutely bull.
All right. It sucks. We'll see how long Core lasts. By the way, okay, there needs to be a U in Core.
Yeah, I was going to say, too. Oh, the hip, edgy spelling. Good job, marketing team.
Go ahead.
Okay, speaking of other people who piss me off, I'm in a bad mood now all of a sudden. Okay,
so, yeah, I noticed. So Itagaki, it's one of your rare pissy little edge guy moods, and I'm kind of dealing with it.
Okay, so Itagaki, the day that Ninja Gaiden 2 comes out, he decides he's leaving Tecmo and suing Tecmo for unpaid royalties from DOA 4. This guy's got to go.
Well,
I can't stand
him. Maybe he has a point. Maybe he deserved some royalties.
You know, he says that, and then Tecmo's response was, that was an agreement made under the old administration, and those royalties were paid, and he's just being a little jerk.
Now it's he says, she said.
Exactly, so
I choose.
I'm pissed at both of them, because Tecmo's done nothing to impress me in the last five years.
See, that's my thing. I'm a little indifferent, because I don't really like Dead or Alive or Ninja Gaiden all that much.
See, I don't either. I think those are some of the most overrated games ever made.
Ninja Gaiden 1 was probably pretty good.
It was okay.
Ninja Gaiden Next Gen 1 was pretty good.
No, it's not as good as everyone makes it out to be.
I like Ninja Gaiden DS. I don't really know how much I had to do with that.
Yeah. Just that guy, he always just seems so arrogant.
Well, he's a personality. Wasn't he in a lot of trouble for sexual harassment a little bit?
Yeah, Tecmo brought that back up.
They brought back up now.
Yeah.
Well,
but you know, just the whole okay. You're inside. Take off your sunglasses. Just people like that bother me.
Has that sort of persona.
Well, it's just I don't see how you could do the cool hip guy persona when you make a game that's literally about ogling 3D anime girls on a beach playing volleyball.
In Japan, it's actually really cool, and I'm not even joking.
All right, good for him.
It's like a society of perverts.
Microsoft threw their support to Itagaki because now that he's gone, you will see Ninja Gaiden 2 on the PS3 and cross-platform development of any future Ninja Gaiden titles. So Microsoft's probably like, damn.
But, Sigma already happened.
Yeah, well, and that was... He was bitching about that a few weeks ago. That's probably why, because he knew he was quitting, so he didn't care. Did you see that?
What did he say about Sigma?
He had nothing to do with it. He thought it was a crappy port. He was absolutely disgusted with it.
Why? It's probably a better game than Ninja Gaiden 2 is.
Maybe. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Did you play the demo for that?
Yeah.
That's right. You told me about that a little bit. We'll talk about that. Crisis.
So
would you still refuse to buy?
Well,
go ahead.
Because I get the feeling the price is coming down now. Crisis had an upcoming 1.3 patch that had been promised for like 2 months ago. And they suddenly canceled it, but they said, don't worry, we have a great announcement to make up for it. That announcement was that they're making an expansion pack called Crisis Warhead. This comes just a few months after Crytek went on this huge rant about piracy and said they would never do another PC exclusive.
Well, expansions.
Yeah, their defense to that was that this has been in the works for a while, and rather than like cancel it, they're going to do this, and then they'll be PC agnostic. No, they're going to do cross-platform PC and console, I think.
Yeah, you can criticize
so,
that.
So, basically, it sounds like they took the updates that were going to be in this 1.3 patch, are rolling them to the expansion, and you just have to buy that.
See, always taking the very most cynical look at that. You can say that about any expansion. It could have been free.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I'm sure that happens a lot. Like, they have features, and they're like, oh, okay, let's put in the expansion. But they told us this patch was coming, and it got delayed and delayed, and then they just canceled it, and now they're putting it into this expansion.
Mm.
Okay, this makes me happy.
Well, Jack Thompson.
Yep.
I don't want to go into this too much.
No, but he's basically getting a 10-year disbarment in all likelihood.
Yeah, he walked out on his trial.
What a little bitch. He just calls like the judge like incompetent, unfit to hear this hearing. So he throws a hissy fit and walks out. Good job there, Jack.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Jack's funny. Grand Theft Auto, what, 4 DLC delayed?
Yeah, to fiscal quarter 1, 2009, which is...
They make such a big deal about Grand Theft Auto 4 DLC.
It translates into November 08 to January 09. So technically, if it comes out in November, that's still fall 08. So it's really probably not as big a deal as everyone's making it out to be. This saddens me. LucasArts has laid off apparently 75 to 100 employees, about 80% of some of the various departments that were hit by this. One of those ex-employees kind of spoke out in anger and frustration. said the following games are that were in the pipeline may now be getting outsourced.
Well, it's just what he's saying.
Well, yeah. Apparently, this guy he seems to think that there will be a Knights of Republic 3 that's an MMO between LucasArts and BioWare. That's been a long time rumor. He said there's a Battlefront 3 that's going to get screwed over. He talked about the official Indiana Jones game, which actually LucasArts came out and said that game's fine. It's not getting outsourced. Don't worry. Another Lego indie game that was supposed to come out and a lightsaber game for the Wii.
Well, you really think these games are in trouble? I mean, they're all Star Wars and Indiana Jones games. Yes, I'm sure they're fine.
I'm sure they're okay.
I'm sure we'll be seeing these. LucasArts is not the company I once loved.
No, it's completely different. But some good news from the LucasArts Star Wars camp. Vader's Apprentice has been revealed as the latest character in Soul Calibur 4. Did you ever watch that trailer?
No. Oh, wait. Yeah. I hated it.
Why?
It was stupid. Oh, well, you mean the Soul Calibur trailer. I thought you meant the Star Wars Dark Forces. No, Star
Force
Wars
Unleashed.
Force Unleashed trailer.
Which trailer was that?
The one where this guy, you know, the apprentice, like, force grabs a Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
That was silly. But no, the Soul Calibur trailer was actually very cool. And he looks like he could be a cool character.
Starkiller?
Yeah. They also showed in that trailer one of Darth Vader's moves that they revealed, where they took the moment where he throws the Emperor over the railing and, like, keyframed it, the animation, frame for frame. So he does that throw to throw people out of the ring.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looked pretty sweet. That game's
gonna
be
awesome. I gotta get the PS3 version of that.
It's gotta be done. Chris Taylor has confirmed Dungeon Siege 3.
Oh, I hope they make another Dungeon Siege movie.
Probably not.
Why not?
Because movies need to make money in order for sequels to be made.
Doesn't stop Uwe Boll from making more of his movies.
Yeah, but not a sequel.
There was a Blood Rain 2, but I don't think he made it. Same thing with House of the Dead. No, wait, he's making Blood Rain 2. And there's a House of the Dead 2 he didn't make. I'm all confused about it. But Dungeon Siege 3, you can go talk about that as much as you want.
Not a whole ton revealed. This will be their project after Space Siege is done.
Space Siege?
It's kind of Dungeon Siege in space.
Oh.
It actually sounds pretty interesting.
That's a really neat concept, actually. Taking your franchise, just tweaking a little bit to put it in space.
Well, no, it's not like a reskinning. It's going to be
You know what? That was like a Warcraft, StarCraft reference.
Oh, I get it. No, yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I won't go into it. The only thing we really know about Dungeon Siege 3 is he said most likely it'll focus on a single character instead of like six-man parties. He just felt it was too much to manage.
This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, I know. And lastly, once again, we have Blu-ray 360 rumors.
These aren't rumors. These are guesses.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this will happen.
Well, this comes from Crunch Gear, who spoke with an insider. He used to work in the HD DVD division at Microsoft. Now he works in the END division, which handles Xbox and Zune. This is what he said. I'm told Microsoft will upstage Apple with a Monday 9 a.m. Pacific announcement 1 hour before Apple's event via press release that the Xbox 360 will get Blu-ray before Christmas. Price was, quote, under the current elite, but I couldn't get any more details.
Wait, now, why would that announcement even... I mean, Apple's thing would have to be kind of underwhelming for it to really upstage Apple's thing.
Well,
like, oh, Blu-ray on the 360.
Since probably Apple's going to announce the iPhone 2, nothing short of, like, the Xbox 720 could upstage that, I don't think.
We'll see about this. I hear rumors about, like, this all the time, that whenever somebody's going to make an announcement, I was like, ooh, these other people are going to make an announcement right before. It's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Okay.
And so, yeah, there's the whole kit and caboodle.
Yes, there it is. So now we're going to get ready for the Great American Edge Guy Gaming Quiz.
Hot dog.
We'll see if you fare a little better this week, Edge Guy.
He's over there in that open a document.
Yeah. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
You're not allowed to look.
Okay.
All eyes right.
Are shut.
Got 5 questions.
Oh, boy.
And a bonus question.
Yay.
So are you ready?
I'm ready. And so is this bonus question, is it like extra credit or is it just
extra
out of 6?
Credit?
Oh, man. Yes.
Now, okay. If you know, even if you know the answer, give it a little time. Let the people at home give a shot at it.
Okay.
If you know it right away. Maybe you don't know. I don't know. This might be a hard quiz. Moguls.
Moogles.
Moogles. Moguls are from a thing. Muggles.
Muggles, yeah.
Moogles.
I got one right. Yay.
That's not it. Moogles are a Final Fantasy tradition.
Yep.
But in which Final Fantasy did they appear in for the first time?
Huh. I know they're in 4. I've never played that much of 2 or 3. 2 is the first one with a story. I'm going to say 2.
Final Fantasy 3.
Dang it!
2 was the first one to have chocobos and a character named Cid.
Ah.
All right. Question number 2. So far, 1 for One for one, I mean, zero for one. Yes. You got to get at least three right this week, yeah, right? Is that your goal?
That's the goal.
Okay. Illidan, the Night Elf turned Demon Hunter from the Warcraft series, has a nickname. What is it?
Oh, I should know this.
It's a single word nickname. It's a clue.
I'm going to know it as soon as I hear it, and I'm going to be very upset with myself.
Says it in his Warcraft 3 Frozen Throne opening cinematic.
Oh my god, I could like hear that. Like, I could see the moment you're talking about. I could sit here thinking about this all day. You have to time me or something, because I will.
Well, you can give up whenever you want.
I know.
I mean, after this, you're going to have to start picking it up here.
I don't know.
Betrayer.
Oh, that's his nickname?
Yeah, Betrayer. He starts off that same act, Betrayer. But it was I who was betrayed or something like that. Illidan the Betrayer. That's his
nickname.
That is his nickname.
Oh, man.
Illidan the Betrayer.
All right.
All right, age guy. Not doing so hot right now.
No.
Well, this is kind of a different sort of question.
Okay.
With these four keywords I'm about to say, name the game I'm referencing or thinking about. Four keywords.
Okay.
East. Brothers. Scrolls. Cows.
What the hell?
Come on. Really? I thought you would get this one.
East.
Don't think of them like... Think of each word separately. East. Brothers. Scrolls. Cows. Each of these things is an element in this game. You know, I really thought this question was too easy.
I'm probably going to kick myself when I hear it, like I always do.
East,
Brothers, Scrolls, and Cows.
So what's a game where all of those are, in one way or other, whether they be items, plot things, story things, a game where all these things are somehow kind of involved? You're going to kick yourself when I tell you.
I know I am. Hang on. East, Brothers, Scrolls, Cows.
Don't get too hung up on the cows one, if that's really throwing you off.
East.
Cows is a nice clue if you get the reference, but...
East.
You got a little bit more time, Ash Guy. It's getting boring for people
listening. I don't know.
You don't know? Diablo 2.
Son of a bitch!
Going always east. The Brothers of Destruction, kind of.
Always east.
Scrolls of Town Portal, Scrolls of Identification, and Secret Cow Level.
Jeez.
Come on. I don't know. As guy, you're not doing hot.
Nope.
At all. Okay. I don't know if you're going to get this one. No. This is supposed to be the hard one.
Watch me get this one.
Believe it or not, Resident Evil 4 and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade have something in common. They are both originally supposed to take place in a similar setting, but those early plans would eventually be scrapped. What was that setting?
For both of them?
Yeah. Both of them were supposed to have a very similar setting in their original ideas. It's the same setting that they were both going to have. Same similar setting. Ever watch the Indiana Jones bonus material on that DVD?
They talk about it there.
Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones, talking about Indiana Jones, the original plan for the third Indiana Jones movie, is there also the original plans for Resident Evil 4?
Fourth Indiana Jones.
No.
Oh,
I said Indiana Jones and Last Crusade.
I just heard Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Said Resident Evil 4 and Indiana Jones Last Crusade have something in common. They both originally had this setting. It's a vague setting. It's not like, London, England.
Right. South America.
No, a haunted house or mansion.
Oh.
You never heard about Indiana Jones supposed to take place in a haunted mansion?
No.
You had no idea. Never heard about that with Resident Evil
4? No, and I've watched that bonus DVD twice.
It's in there. I just watched it.
At all. Huh.
Resident Evil 4, they actually showed some footage of an early Resident Evil 4 game that's kind of similar to the one we saw that took place in a haunted mansion.
Huh. Is that where all the Resident Evils took place?
No. It was kind of more of a haunted mansion. It wasn't a mansion with zombies, a haunted mansion. Castle or whatever.
I see.
All right. Number 5, Ash Guy. You're 0 for 4. Can you get one question right this week?
Let's hope so.
Name the four members of the Sons of Liberty from Metal Gear Solid 2, the Sons of Liberty. This includes the group's leader.
Solidus.
Yes.
Revolver Ocelot.
No. You lost.
He's not in it?
No, he's not a part of the group. He's not a part of the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, shit. Wait, let me start over. Solidus. Fat Man. Vamp. And Fortune.
I'm going to give that to you.
Thank you. Like, I knew it. I just wasn't thinking straight.
You weren't thinking. Talking. Okay. You got one, Ash guy.
I got my bonus.
You have a bonus. Name at least two of the four parts in The Secret of Monkey Island.
Fuck!
Last week's question that you failed miserably. Let's see if you learn from your mistakes.
The journey begins. Right?
What? No. You said that was one of your wrong answers from last week.
Hey, God.
That's one swing. Come on.
Oh, God. This is terrible.
Stop laughing. It is not funny. This is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing, but it's okay. Don't remember. Wait. The three trials.
Yes! That's one of them!
Yes!
Now there are three more. Please name one of them. Oh my God. What are the... What else does he do in the game?
Is it Return to Melee Island?
No, you're done.
What was it?
The Journey, Under Monkey Island, in the final chapter, which you should remember because it's like an iconic name, Guybrush kicks butt. Asgard, you were 1 for 5, even with the bonus question.
I know.
You didn't get Diablo 2.
I know.
East, brother, east. How many times did they say east in that game?
A lot.
The brothers, the scrolls. What other game has scrolls so prominently?
I don't know.
Look, we're closing this.
Okay.
Sure, we'll save that. Thank you. All right, Ashke, why don't we move on?
Okay.
I can't wait to hear how people did at home. I want people to start posting their scores.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Okay.
By the way, Derek Robbins gave me his score from last week. He did better than you.
Oh, three.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for our week in gaming.
Oh, God, there's a lot to talk about, isn't there? Well... I want to talk about Lego Indiana Jones first.
Okay.
We got Lego Indiana Jones, and we played through it all. I did the first half of Raiders by myself.
Yeah, I technically haven't played through that yet, but I will.
I like it. I mean, it's similar. It's weird because it's like the Star Wars ones, but for some reason I like this one more.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like this one more.
Yeah, but I thoroughly enjoyed our time with the game.
Yeah. The puzzles were all kind of fun and well. Very,
I think that's it.
Cooperative.
It was a little more puzzle.
It was a little more because, like, the other one was a lot of lightsaber combat.
Yeah, and the combat in the game is not that engaging. I mean, it's really just attack.
Right.
Attack,
so it's kind of good when there's less of a focus on that.
Yeah, it had a better pace. And for the record, the minecart level was excellent. Just too short.
Yeah, it was too short. Well, there were a lot of fun. Yeah, levels were all good. I mean, it was great representation of the games.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, the co-op experience was very enjoyable. The achievements are fun.
Well, achievements are fun because their names are just all quotes.
Yeah, but even like the secret achievements, like the nice try Lao Che.
Yeah,
goodbye,
one,
Dr. Jones.
Yeah, you can be Indiana Jones and just kill Lao Che when you're kind of walking around the museum and you get that achievement.
Yes.
And vice versa. Music's great. It's just, you know, it's all the original music.
Indiana Jones music, but it all works very well.
And, you know,
it's a great game.
We unlocked Han Solo.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's fun. I really liked it. A lot of fun. Good time. There's not even a whole lot to say about it.
The only negative I could think of is that it did include online play when the complete Star Wars saga Lego game did include online play. I'm grasping at straws.
You're saying that, but like those kind of games, I want to sit next to the person.
Yeah, I know. That was always the philosophy behind it.
Well, okay. What else did you play? Video game.
Both played the demo for Civilization Revolution.
I really liked that. I was surprised.
I was floored by how much I liked it.
Because I haven't really played Civilization that much.
No, I have in the past played the demo for Civ 4 on the PC, and it's completely overwhelming. And it's a game I feel like I could learn, I don't really know if I want to invest the time in it.
Right.
And people, the purists will complain that this game is a dumbed down Civilization, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I had a blast with it. I thought it was fun. The aesthetic for it is really great.
It's great because I suck at real-time strategies. But turn-based strategy games I can do okay at.
Yeah, because you could take your time.
I can take my time. Real-time strategies, it's so much like you have to know the sequence of what buildings to build, what units to get going. Mm-hmm. And it's just I can't keep up with it.
Now, the demo, I assume it's a 100-turn limitation. That's what the PC demo's limit is. It doesn't really tell you your turns left until you get to the last 10. So, like, I mean, obviously it was easier to just kind of build up armies and go for a domination victory. It seems like the AI in the demo is on a lower setting. They weren't very aggressive.
No.
But it seems at least viable to actually play and win with non-violent strategies.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I wasn't all that aggressive. I only attacked two of the other nations that were with me, and I was allied with a lot of them. I was allied with Alexander a lot. I was sending a lot of caravans his way.
Yeah, I was too.
I mean, it's really neat. I think everyone should try that demo out.
Yeah, I was. The only disappointment was that the trailer at the end of the demo said coming June, and I was like, oh, sweet. I'm going to pre-order this and get it next week, and July 8th is the release.
I kind of wish that was coming a little earlier. Well, maybe not. I'm going to be busy soon.
Yeah, that's true. So it's okay.
I'm maybe not too busy. I could probably beat Metal Gear Solid 4 in about less than a week. So
yeah, you probably will.
So how was that Ninja Gaiden 2 demo?
Okay. Here's the thing with Ninja Gaiden 2.
Well, the camera's off. That's what everyone says.
Well, the game when it's working is really good. But as soon as something breaks, the game becomes a piece of shit. You'll have, the camera, atrocious. It never focuses that the majority of enemies are in view. Because they want the camera to be close so it's more cinematic. But it just doesn't work from a gameplay point of view. You can't see all the enemies you're fighting. And it's not like they're all, his thing is that any enemy can kill you. And they will. So that doesn't mean it's going to be like Assassin's Creed where they all wait their turn to attack you. Everybody's attacking you at the same time. Throwing crap at you from off screen.
Sounds like? Huh. The Kingdom Hearts 1 camera that everyone complained about.
It's pretty much what it is.
Because it's like right behind you, not above you at all, a little bit even. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you'll constantly, there's guys off screen you can't even see attacking you. There was one guy, he was perched up on a platform. I couldn't reach his platform. I sat there pelting him with shurikens and arrows for 5 minutes. He didn't die. And so for the entire half of the level he was in, he was sniping me from everywhere. It's not only did I have everything to contend with, but now I got exploding arrows just randomly shooting me.
That was the exploding arrows.
Yeah. But it is a little more forgiving in that as you take damage, you also accrue permanent damage, but anything that's not permanent will recharge after an encounter. The save points, the first time you use them, will completely heal you. So that's good. Also in the demo too, they give you all the weapons are maxed out, and I could tell that at least the one weapon, you are not supposed to have it yet, because it's just way too powerful. No, it's the scythe, yeah. So,
I always keep the TH.
No, because a scythe is very different from a scythe.
What's a
scythe? A scythe is what Raphael had.
Right.
Yeah. So, right. I think the game's fundamental problem is there's two things that are wrong. Ninja Gaiden 1 was known for being a graphical powerhouse from the Xbox. And I think this game's visual impact suffers from two things. One, the art design is just terrible. Everything looks like a Power Ranger bad guy.
AJ, I have said for a long time, ninjas are retarded.
Yeah.
I hate ninjas.
But not even the ninja. I mean the demons. They all look like a middle schooler's notebook and study hall.
Most demons usually do.
Yeah. And the other problem, too, is really this game was undercut by Sigma. It really doesn't look all that much better from Sigma. So, it feels like there's no graphical leap here at all. There's a lot of blood, but you get over that. The other thing, too, is, every attack you do leaves, a trail of, that blur. So when you do, your little quick combo attack things that are supposed to be, one-hit kills, it zooms in so close that the blur takes up the whole screen. I can't even see what I'm doing. And, the other thing this game is going against, I really don't see how this game will appeal to new players. The only people who... It won't even appeal to Ninja Gaiden players. It will appeal to the people who like Ninja Gaiden. Because I'm sure a lot of people bought Ninja Gaiden thinking it was going to be like Devil May Cry and found the game just too hard and frustrating and gave up on it, you know?
Yeah, probably.
So I really don't see
Devil May Cry 3 was pretty hard.
Yeah, but I mean, 3 came out after Ninja Gaiden.
Okay.
So, I don't see this game doing that well. I'm sure it'll do okay, But it's not going to be.
You're not buying it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, we'll let that be the final word on it.
Okay.
I rented Boom Blocks.
I just got to play a little bit of it with you today.
Yeah, it's really fun. I like, and there's a couple, there's different games. It usually either involves you throwing baseballs at blocks and doing things, or pulling blocks in like the Jenga style way.
Yeah.
The pulling blocks in the Jenga style way is kind of the thing that I find the most fun.
Right.
It's really neat. I haven't done much single player, just all party games, but you know, a lot of the friends seem to enjoy playing it.
Mm-hmm. We'll invest more time in it this week.
Yeah, we will. That's all we're going to say about that one, I guess. It's fun.
There's something else I played this week that I really want to talk about. Oh, I should just mention the Jimmy Buffett songs in Rock Band. Amazing.
I know you would like them. I know you like that Jimmy Buffett actually references Rock Band in Volcano.
Uh-huh.
Everyone look for that. All right, why don't we start talking about our Dungeons & Dragons experience?
Okay, so let's preface this. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition was actually released this past Friday. Penny Arcade and PvP have joined up with Wizards of the Coast to do a promotion for the game, and what they actually did was had...
You're going very far back on this. Yeah, we'll talk about your inspiration, but go ahead.
Scott Kurtz, Michael Krahulik, and Jerry Holkins got together with a
Gabe
DM
and Tycho,
from Wizards of the Coast to play the game and record it, and they're releasing it as podcasts. Which is, and the good thing is, Gabe has actually never played D&D, so they're taking the time to explain everything. So if you've never really understood the game, listening to this podcast is actually a huge help in learning it. So I found out with the release on Friday, there was a D&D Gamers Days being hosted all over the country on Saturday, and the Barnes & Noble local to us was actually one such place. And I emailed the lady who was running the event. She said, yeah, we're going to have some DMs who are here to teach you how to play. You'll get a free D20, a character figurine, a character sheet. I'm like, okay, well, let's go to this. And you agreed.
I agreed somewhat reluctantly.
Yes. So we went to check this out. So the DM, like, they just got, like, they actually, I saw the thing in the cafe. I don't know if you noticed. They were just asking for local DMs to volunteer to come DM at this thing.
I saw that.
So the guys who were DMing, there were, like, these three or four guys who knew each other who are a regular D&D group. They're all pretty hardcore 3.5 guys. And they only just got this stuff about an hour or two before the event. So it turned out I actually knew more about some of the 4th edition mechanics than he even did just from listening to those podcasts.
Aren't you proud of yourself?
I am. Basically, it seems like 4th edition just simplifies everything a bit.
Okay. We don't need to go into like the crannies of what makes 4.0 different from 3.5.
So our overall experience with it, I enjoy the game itself. I think it's a lot of fun. I think with a good group of close friends, it could be a very fun experience. The DM we had was, a cool guy.
He was good. He was very good at doing the whole storytelling thing.
Yes.
It was when I was kind of talking to him when he was not my dungeon master that I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow. But he was cool. I liked him a lot.
I was going to go into specifics, but I feel like you think that's unmoral.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I won't say why he was kind of scaring me.
But
he's a veteran with a mental illness.
Yeah. But the only thing is, like, they invited us to join their D&D group. But my hang-up beside that is it seems like they have no intention of switching to 4.0 anytime soon because they're so rooted in 3.5 and they bought all this stuff.
Yeah. But
and I'd really rather play 4.
I want to take our readers through the experience, readers, so listeners.
Should we tell them about Steve real quick?
Well, no, wait a second. Okay. So we were put in groups of five plus the Dungeon Master.
Yeah.
So we had our Dungeon Master. What was his name?
John.
Our Dungeon Master, John. We were in a group. It was me and AJ. But then this couple. Like, there's this girl there who just, like, worked at Barnes & Noble. And I guess she was going to be the GM if no one showed up. She wanted to play it for some reason. So she was there. And, like, her boyfriend.
She's a huge Dungeon Siege, Guild Wars fan.
Yeah, she's
a huge Guild Wars
fan. Doesn't look like she would be.
No, but she was totally into Guild Wars.
Yeah, she was into Guild Wars, apparently. And her boyfriend, who seemed a little less enthusiastic about it, but was there. And then we had Steve.
Okay, so Steve is, when you think of that typical D&D nerd living in the... Basically, that guy in the Warcraft episode of South Park.
Yeah, kind of.
That's kind of what he is.
But, but you don't get any of the vocalization from that.
Yeah.
He's completely socially awkward,
can't string a sentence together, seems nervous about everything he's going to say.
You feel bad for them.
You kind of do. But
you feel bad for them, but you also kind of ignore them.
Like, his character was a dwarf.
Well, wait a second. Slow down. We got assigned characters, but we rolled for them.
Yeah, so we just got randomly assigned characters.
You were Kelric.
Yes, a human fighter.
Level 1 human fighter. And I was Desmond Quickfoot.
Yes, a half-elf rogue.
Yes, level 1 half-elf rogue. Wait. I think it's worth mentioning. Steve was a dwarf, and Steve was all kind of upset because we were going to be adventuring together, and he was a dwarf, and dwarves apparently hate elves and half-elves. This
guy, he's never played D&D, but he's read all the books. And the girl in our group was a female elf and wizard, and the other guy was like a human cleric. So yeah, he was going, I don't, because dwarves, they don't like elves. I don't see why they'd be going
like Steve.
In our group. Yeah, and finally, John's just like, you know what, Steve? Your dwarf's different.
Your dwarf is more open.
Yeah, then we're even trying to crack jokes, and he goes, John goes, so what's dwarf for you, Steve? Are you happy or sleepy or sneezy? And he goes, well, my cat, he's kind of complex. He,
like, no, Steve.
It's a Snow White joke. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah.
The places we'll go.
But,
before we even played Dungeons and Dragons, we played Dungeons and Dragons Feud.
It was a Family Feud type game that took an hour. The five of us had never played D&D before. I really wanted to know why we were doing that.
Yes, it was like 100 adventurers had been asked,
what is one creature you don't want to run into in the dark underground?
The dark under. What was it called?
The dark summer.
I think it was the dark under. Someone could tell me what the D&D like bad place is. But I heard it and I almost wanted to laugh. One was like Dungeons and Dragons characters that begin with an X and they go to me and I'm like Zarlak the Darkmonger. I don't know. People were saying things I never heard of.
Man. Yeah, and then even they didn't know the answers to stuff. The guy's been like playing the game for years, so that was kind of a waste.
Yeah,
because we ended up like. We were in this tavern for what seemed like forever to like establish the adventure.
Yeah, then we actually started playing. Well, it was kind of neat because he decided that me and you were going to be half brothers.
Yeah,
we said brothers, but I pointed out that we had to be half brothers because I was half elf.
Yeah, so we were meeting for the first time, and your character was all flamboyant.
It was very strange how we chose to play our characters. I chose to play my very flamboyant, excited, and as the one girl said, kind of gay.
Yes.
And you were very sort of like quiet and like disgruntled. It was very reverse.
Yeah, it was kind of like we took each other's personalities and went like to 11.
Yes, I was like, yes, I was being a giant fag like you usually are.
Uh-huh, and I was being an unsocial jerk like you usually are.
Yes. Thank you. I hate you.
I hate you too.
But we had fun getting into our roles. And yeah. It was cool because like he would, our DM would give us experience points when we played our characters well.
Yeah. And he was very good at doing different voices for different characters.
It was great when he got to Steve. Like, Steve, you got to come out of your shell. He only got 3 experience points.
Yeah.
I got 10. By the way,
I got 10 too.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Oh.
I was doing such a better job.
Because you were singing.
Yeah, because we were leaving. We're going on an adventure. I'm like, I shall sing a song. Tra la 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 la.
No, you had lyrics.
I had lyrics, but I will not repeat them. I just stole the song from The Hobbit.
Yeah. Oh,
the greatest adventure begins with one step.
Oh. But so then we got to this
crypt.
Well,
yeah, we're in the tavern forever. We get in the crypt, and there's this riddle.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
It was a stupid riddle. It took us forever to solve until he finally just gave us the answer. So by the time we finally got to combat, which is what I really wanted to do.
Some 4 hours later from when we got there.
The couple had to leave, so we didn't even get to really do any fighting. I took one swing at a goblin, I missed, and it crit me for like half my health. That was my experience with D&D combat.
It was amusing, though. For some reason, almost as soon as I got there, I decided that my character was going to have a phobia of fire.
Yeah.
I decided that his backstory is that he comes from a village that was recently engulfed in flames and everyone he knew died.
So what happens? We go into the dungeon. There's a tomb with a lantern on top of it. I leap on top. It crumbles. The tomb was filled with oil. And my character caught fire and starts running around. And I'm you're like, no, it's happening again.
See, most of the fun I got from that, though, was just kind of like me and you messing around.
Yeah, role which playing. Is, if that's that was, where, I mean, that's where your fun comes from. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
but like,
how some people
the
play
actual D&Ding was okay. But like, yeah, I was having just fun just being kind of a role playing weirdo.
Right.
Now, you know, I can get enough of that with my writing and stuff. Well,
like I said, if we found like people we actually know to play with.
I always say I'm already involved in way too many leisurely activities
to
really get into D&D.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was an interesting time.
Yeah, I'm glad to say I did it.
If you say so. You know you kind of owe me one.
I do.
You, like, begged me to go to that. It took me, like, 4 hours, and
well,
I had to do
I didn't know it was going to take that long. I thought it'd be, like, 2 hours.
John scared me.
True.
And Steve made me feel uncomfortable. So you owe me something.
Okay.
Oh, Steve. God bless him.
Yep. All right. Shall we do some downloadable games then?
Yeah, I was coming out for WiiWare.
Okay. So WiiWare this week, we got Protathia. It's an O with two dots over.
It's another Protathia. It's another scrolling shooting game.
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about it.
We got Tokitori. You collect eggs in a puzzle platform game.
I kind of saw this. Looks kind of interesting. I guess it was a Game Boy Color game at one point.
Oh, okay. Virtual Console saw Ninja Combat for the Neo Geo.
Ninja Combat.
I don't think it's.
Oh, I saw some things, but it doesn't look all that interesting.
Yeah. Xbox Live Arcade, a puzzle game called Rugu, which is actually supposed to be pretty decent. I haven't gotten to try these yet. And I believe it's a flight combat space game called Aces of the Galaxy.
Okay.
PlayStation Network got Wolf of the Battlefield Commando 3, which will be coming this week on Xbox Live Arcade with the beta invites for Street Fighter 2 HD. And Nova Strike on the PSN. And GameTap saw Astro Fury for Windows and Cradle of Rome, which is actually a puzzle game, not a city-building game or something.
Okay.
So there's that.
There's all that.
And we have real games.
Yes, the real games. And, of course, the big game this week, June 12th, 2008, Metal Gear freaking Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots from PS3. This is so big, such a big deal for me, Edge Guy.
I forgot a game I played.
What? What'd you play?
The Witcher.
Well, how about you play more of The Witcher? We'll talk about it next week.
Okay, I did play a lot of it, but I'm going to play more tonight, so okay, I'll save it.
Anyways, Metal Gear Solid 4. I am pumped, Edge Guy. This Wednesday. By the time people are listening on this on Wednesday.
Tuesday.
What? Oh, no, technically Thursday. That's what I'm saying, Wednesday night. There's a midnight sale. Luckily,
why do I
at the one
I keep thinking this is coming out Tuesday.
I know, and you keep...
games always come out on Tuesday.
Well, you keep messing up all our plans.
I know.
Thursday, we're also going to an Iron Maiden concert, which is going to be amazing.
Yes.
I'm wearing my Iron Maiden Power Slave shirt right now.
Cool.
Such a huge fan. Oh, God, I can't wait for that. It's going to be like the best day ever. Mm-hmm. God, I can't wait to play this game. Wait a second. Next podcast, we're going to be talking about Metal Gear Solid 4.
Very
That'll
true.
Be in my week in gaming. Very Metal true. Gear Solid 4.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm just so pumped. I'll probably have beaten it.
All right.
Next, June 10th, Dragon Ball Z Bristling for 360 PS3.
You played the demo.
These games are always kind of fun. If I figured out what was going on, I bet I'd have some more fun with it. I mean, it's just... It's crazy.
Yeah.
Don King presents Prize Fighter for the 360.
I'm surprised this is coming out already.
Yeah, I thought it just got announced.
Yeah.
Is Kelly Pavlik in it?
I don't know.
Hometown hero Kevly Pavlik.
Yeah, I'd be down
the
for
ghost.
That.
Just won his fight.
Yeah.
Three rounds. NASCAR 09, 360, PS3, and PS2, June 10th. The next NASCAR game. The Incredible Hulk for the PC, June 10th. Just for the PC?
I believe all the other versions are already out.
Oh, interesting. Well, there's that. Yeah, we did talk about that. Insecticide for the PC.
This is it came out as a DS game.
Yeah,
this is
the
PC version. It's
okay.
Kind of a platform game. Nothing too...
Yeah, EVE Online, the Empyrean Age.
This is a expansion, PC. And as always, the EVE Online expansions are free, so if you play that, enjoy.
June 10th. What the heck is this? Total Extreme Wrestling?
2008.
PC? What the hell is this?
Take the role of a wrestling promoter, where it's up to you to try to steer your chosen company to the top of the industry.
I've
okay,
never
so it's a
heard
sim.
Of this. Yeah, no, maybe I'll be interested in that. Blastworks, Build, Trade, and Destroy for the Wii. June 10th.
Who's making this?
You know, it sounds like a little bit like, what was that game? Blast Corps. That was this weekend. That was rare.
Yeah, that was rare, but who's developing this?
Why do you care?
Because I think...
Does this look interesting to you?
Majesco, but I thought I read somewhere that, like the guys who made Xenogears were making a game of something weird like that.
Jake Hunter, Detective Chronicles DS, June 10th. Okay. Got nothing to say. Backyard Baseball, 2009 for the Wii, June 10th. Looney Tunes, Cartoon Conductor, DS, June.
It's a rhythm
10th.
Game that conduct music to accompany classic Looney Tune cartoon scenes?
Interesting.
Ooh, I'm going to open that.
Trains, with a Z.
The Complete Collection.
The PC, June 10th. All right, let's go to 41141. Derek Robbins has a top 10 list on top 10 things about the Metal Gear franchise. I assume he means top 10 things he loves about it. So we'll talk about this a little bit. I know you're a little weary because... Because you haven't played 3. There's no spoilers on here.
Okay.
And plus you're texting people now anyway. That's very professional.
No, I got like buzzed like 8 times. Oh. I just wonder what the hell's going on. I don't think it's actually getting text. I think it's just buzzing.
Well, stop buzzing.
Okay.
Number 10, Metal Gear Solid, always a graphical powerhouse.
True.
Yeah, especially on PlayStation 2. Well, PlayStation 1 was pretty impressive. But around that time, we also had big graphical games like Ocarina of Time at the time. But yeah, MGS2 is a big deal. MGS3 looked pretty good for, you know, at that time, definitely. Metal Gear Solid 4 is definitely... Yeah, I'm thinking it's safe to say that's going to be the best-looking game we've had. Right?
I haven't seen... You've watched more videos of it than I have. I really haven't
seen... It looks pretty good.
A lot of the gameplay.
It's Gears of War good, at least. 9 different ways to play. It's kind of like the idea that you can kind of run a gun or stealth your way through. That's number 9, I agree.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Wait, what's N?
Well, it's a little binary. It's one or the other. It's not like...
Well, you could switch, you know, a little bit of
I don't think it's like this huge open environment. Like, you could find ways that the developer didn't even think of to, like, solve things.
I mean, it's not like there are puzzles at, guys.
Well, I know, but...
Shoot. Whatever. Number 8, Kojima. Not afraid to think with success. Yeah, I mean, this is the guy who switched the main character, Metal Gear Solid 2.
That's true.
By the way, I was watching Bonus Round on Game Trailers with, Keeley and
good man.
Haters on there. And he's saying, as he was recording the dialogue from Metal Gear Solid 2, even he didn't know that Snake wasn't going to be the main character of the game.
Really?
Until, like, that dialogue came to him.
Huh.
And he was like, what the heck?
That sucked for him.
He was friends with Clinton Flynn, who did Raiden.
Okay.
7, zaniness. This is the kind of stuff that gets you, like, you know, how you have, like, the monkey escape kind of stuff.
I don't mind when it's the monkeys in their own game. The monkey in the diaper in MGS4 remains to be seen.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, just...
That's a quirkiness the series has always had. Yes.
I don't remember any monkeys in the first Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, no, there aren't monkeys.
Well, what was there? There's nothing as absurd as that in the first Metal Gear Solid.
The whole cloning thing is kind of absurd.
But that's a... There wasn't, like a baby orangutan anywhere.
Yeah, and what does that mean?
I don't know, just...
I think I speak for this franchise more than you do,
Ed. You probably do.
Real down on this series, aren't you?
I just try to remain realistic. I think everybody is just ready to be like, oh, this is the best game ever. I'm sure it's going to be good. Don't get me wrong. I'm very excited for it.
Downer, who couldn't even... play through Metal Gear Solid 3, one of the best games ever.
I didn't like it. Well, I thought the first 2 hours were boring.
I know. And I'm just saying that you're stupid for not liking it.
Okay.
Number 6 is the music. Henry Gregson Williams and all that.
Yeah, except that the main theme apparently was
stolen.
Yeah.
Well, there's other good music besides that.
Yeah, but that was my favorite.
You're on a rampage. Number 5 is the characters, that guy. Which character do you hate the most? What is your least favorite character? Raiden. Revolver Ocelot's awesome. He's got a picture of him.
I like a lot of characters. I like Revolver Ocelot. I like Psycho Mantis. Was awesome. I think Fat Man was kind of stupid.
I'll agree with you. Fat Man was a little gay.
If he's that fat and he's on roller skates all the time, he's bound to lose some weight. That's all I'm saying.
Fan service bonuses, number 4. Yeah, I like those things.
Yeah,
like
that's
Johnny
fine.
Was being in Metal Gear Solid 3. He's always good with that. Unique bosses, number 3. Psycho Mantis, the end.
That series has
some of the best boss fights. I don't care what you say. Number 2 is the stealth gameplay. Well, that's the gameplay. Number 1, storyline. Which, love it or hate it. But I'm definitely attached to it, so it's got to be doing something right.
Right.
Well, I like your list, Derek. AJ's just a gay fag.
Did he have runners-up or anything on this one?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
You're going to be singing a different tune after you play Metal Gear
Solid 4. That may be very well true, and I hope so.
Yeah. Thanks for the plug again. I think it's worth noting that looks like I'm going to be actually...
Derek says we should do a best ever.
Oh, yeah. He did. He actually went ahead and did. We were joking last week that he should do his... We were saying, like, top 10 worst top 10s that Derek did. He actually did it.
Oh, what do you know?
Yeah.
Well, let's read it real quick. Number 10 was Memorable Moments, 9 was Zelda, 8 Fighting Games, 7 JRPGs, 6 Worst Game Brawl Characters Appeared in, 5 Unprinted Villains List, 4 Top 10 Games of the Next Year, 3 Best Mario Games, I like that one.
I like
2 Top 20 Games of 07, and 1 Portable Games.
I did not like his Portable Games one.
I don't remember it.
I disagree with it a lot. And I liked a lot of those lists there. Don't beat down yourself. But like I said, I'm probably going to be filling in for him next week. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I might be doing the top 10.
All right.
I'm thinking maybe top 10 Final Fantasies, because that's something I can do, and he hasn't done it yet.
And there's, you know, only, well, 11, so.
Oh, I can keep just 12. I'll put 11 on the list.
I'm saying, well, there's 11 games to choose from for your top 10.
12 to choose from.
I don't see you putting 11 on the list.
No, but I could, no, I'm saying I could, you know, choose from it if I so wanted to.
Okay, I see.
It will definitely not be on the list.
Yes. Spoilers.
All right. Mail Barrel.
Yeah. Oh, no. We got the rest of 4-1.
Oh, go talk about the rest of 4-1. So what else is on there?
Chris Scott is going to take a good hard look at the virtual console and WiiWare services and talk about the pros and cons of
that. Hurry up.
I
want to see Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, I know. Mark Salmoa continues the Beyond the Special look at Metal Gear Solid 3 this
Everyone
week.
Everyone loves Metal Gear Solid, AJ. It's amazing.
Yes, I know.
You know, Mass Effect is gay. Even you can't finish it. I just wanted to throw that out.
I was pretty damn far into it until my Xbox got stolen.
I didn't see you rushing to play it again.
I did. I got another 15 hours into it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Chris Vicari in the Forgotten PC Games goes over some role-playing gems.
Okay.
Speaking of Mass Effect. The Wonder Years, it's... I don't know. It just says it's got nothing to do with Highlander, unfortunately.
Well, it's about anything but Highlander this week.
Okay.
So that's what's going on at 401mania.com.
Yes. Let's go to the mail. Why? Okay.
Set her down.
All right. So David Redkey emailed me. Dear Exploding Barrel, who wants to bet? This is regarding Itagaki leaving Tecmo. Who wants to bet that he did this to raise the desire for the game? It being the last Ninja Gaiden game he had up, that should elevate the desire a bit. Funny thing, I think that he'd fall into oblivion and make a Daikatana game if he goes on his own, or he'll wind up in Microsoft Games. However, it would be ironic if he wound up with Sony, especially after everything he said. It would be rafflecopter-inducing.
Right. Well,
I said my piece on this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think he would... leave a company just to promote Ninja Gaiden 2, especially since I wouldn't, you know,
help that doesn't him. Benefit him.
Yeah, it doesn't benefit him. It's not really a series anymore.
I just like that he said he wants to go and do something unique. Then he said he wants to do a World War II game.
Yeah. So his future, I don't know. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also sent me an email saying that he thinks that our relationship on the show is very much like me acting almost like your mother.
Yeah.
Like you're always kind of out of line and being ridiculous, and I have to keep you down.
You always keep me down.
I know. You're just too much for me.
I know.
I can understand how people can bear to listen to you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to see Kung Fu Panda.
Well, you are.
I am. I got to go. You do the goodbyes and everything. I'm going to get ready.
Oh, okay.
Bye, everybody.
Can't spare a moment. Aha. I can say whatever I want now. He's turned off his mic. Shoot, he's turned it back on.
What are you going to say? I'm going to stand here and watch you do the outro. Let's see you do it.
Okay, fine then. In that case,
I'll just do it. Everyone, you can visit us at our website.
Oh yeah, we gotta do all this, huh?
The explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. See, I need you to do this. Yeah, I know you do. explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can find all of our podcasts there. You know, drop us a line. Drop me a line at tolkoto@gmail.com. You talk to AJ at adjguy711@gmail.com. Again, I'm going to be doing the 10th hour. That'll be going up Thursday night. So. You know, by Friday, it'll be up for sure.
Yeah.
So check that out, 411mania.com/games. And thank you for listening, everybody.
Yes.
I'm being very sincere right now.
You are. I could tell. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.